This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Rich Bradbury, and welcome to Enterprise This Morning. Today, I'm in the studio with...
Arvind Braj.
And Christine Wong.
Bringing you some bright sunshine right here from TTDI. Now, the restrictions on traffic and market operation hours under the Movement Control Order had an adverse effect on the supply chain, especially for vegetables and for raw food. Due to the various problems and regulations imposed by authorities, many vegetable sellers and vegetable delivery truck drivers said they would rather stop their service to avoid problems. Cameron Highlands is the country's main producer of vegetables, chiefly cabbage, with an output of 68,500 metric tons, grown over 2,770 hectares, according to a report in June 2019. Reported that less than 500,000 hectares of land in the country is used for planting agro-food crops like fruit and vegetables and for livestock.
And you also might have heard or seen viral clips on social media showing operators lamenting their plight of being forced to dispose of their vegetable produce. But one company since then has stepped up and assisted various farmers and food producers to continue their operations and, more importantly, go online.
Yeah, Golog is an online logistics and delivery platform that connects logistics users and service providers. They started out as a B2B-only company, but during this period, they saw an opportunity to go into the B2C market, providing logistics and leveraging on their peer-to-peer platform, kind of like a ride-sharing service for logistics. So we got in touch with Ivan Chin, who's the founder and CEO of Golog. So Ivan, perhaps you can start by just giving us an insight into how the Movement Control Order has impacted Golog and how did you adjust your business to fit the situation?
Okay, so let's talk initially just talk about Golog first. During this MCO, which is COVID-19 strike on this whole economics and the whole nation. So actually, all this while, Golog is an intelligent cold chain logistic platform that we serve B2B, which is this from the farmer, wholesale, and retailer. So with our multiple choices of this vehicle, like bike, cars, pickup truck, cold chain truck, to deliver all this agriculture and food production within this cycle from the upstream to the downstream. So when this thing being, the lockdown being implemented and a lot of these B2B businesses actually seriously affected, actually including us. So the way that we countermeasure the whole thing is we need to issue a new model which is able to cope up with this MCO. If not, like, everyone will be struggling and then dry up the fund. This is very, very, very direct case for the startup, especially in the technology startup. So we implemented the new functions which is that can directly link up the business owner, which is from the farmers and the wholesaler, that their goods can directly access to the household. And then we shared all this information to the wholesale or to our business partners, that mostly all in this B2B segment, that they need to change it quick to access to the household. The best way for them right now is this: they access through Facebook and social media, which is they're able to sell their goods to the household and be able to deliver for them during this period to this every single household. So this able to make them business sustain, and some of them suddenly the business is spike up. For our side, we launched the B2C. Our business also been increased about more than this 35% compared to the B2B all this while in this B2C segment for this delivery. So what I think that we're able to share, which is the seek for changes and alternatives, which is the key during this MCO and this COVID-19. For this entrepreneur, which is I assume that there is a lot of startup which is not just about logistics. There are a lot of these different segments, but they need to think what they can do based on their previous data. What is the data shows them that their clients' behavior and the things they can refer to, so they can have an alternative plan or an instant plan to at least let the business keep on going. For some, like, let's say about the marketing, digital marketing, social marketing, they have the way to do it, not just about this lockdown, then they got nothing to do. They have the things that they need to educate and support or give out a package for all these wholesale and farmers, like how to sell their goods through social media and certain platforms. Because you know that these farmers and wholesale, they've been all this while 50 to 60 years traditionally running. Their knowledge about this digital is not that much. So everyone has their job to perform, to link up with all this supply chain to sell the goods and help the goods access to the household. That will be the best. Because like when we engage to these farmers, we go low current capacity right now. The challenge is we can't absorb everyone. We're just able to help certain numbers of the farmers that they need to throw out their vegetables. They need to the wastage. Okay, so from like Sekinchan, Tanjung Arang, Rawang, they will be able to absorb. But in terms of the whole Cameron Highland, is need everyone's united together. I mean union together to give an access for them. Because in terms of logistics, right, we able to deliver, pull the goods down and deliver to a household. But in terms of access to the household, right, is not just about Golok, it's about everyone. Because there's a big number of household outside. It's like, that's why like what Lazada been doing, but what other market platforms been doing. So, but the access is not that wide yet. What we can see that even like Malacca, Seremban, Johor Bahru, or other outskirts towns, they don't have much access on this digital to purchase. So what we can see, everything right now is just Klang Valley. That's the challenge right now. So for the startup, it's not just about logistics. They're able to switch the business model into C market, but we can see that like even like social media, influencer, they all can be part of the game for this supply chain.
Ivan, you mentioned that some of these food producers are typically, you know, very old school and they lack the digital knowledge to aggressively go online. How did you assist them in this area?
Okay, because we have their data been all this while we've been delivered for them. So when they do this B2C access to this household, we provide them the data. Where is the place that you normally been deliver? What's the data been this geographical area data that is the highest demand in terms of want to buy for vegetable or frozen food products. So in terms when they set up the social media and online marketing, so they have the idea where is the geographical area that need to focus, because they actually don't have much idea on that regarding on this marketing side. Because if you didn't set correct enough like Facebook ads, if you're just getting the leads that is not relevant.
We're just going to take a very short break now. We'll be back in just a couple of moments where we are speaking with Ivan Chin, founder and CEO of Golog. They saw an opportunity to create a new vertical in their business and help farmers and food producers. We're going to take a short break. You're listening to Enterprise here on BFM 89.9.
Being first matters. BFM 89.9.
And you're back with Enterprise. My name is Rich Bradbury, in the studio with
Arvind Yavaraj
and Christine Wong.
We're speaking with Ivan Chin, the founder and CEO of Golog. They saw an opportunity to create a new vertical in their business and help farmers and food producers to go online with their B2C peer-to-peer platform. Ivan, just before the break, you talked about the challenge of getting these producers to go online, as most of them were pretty old school. So then, how do they continue their business and actually start selling online?
Yeah, so we give it both ways two ways for our partners, which is they can just, because we have the inventory system that we already know what type of SKU, what is the pricing, what is the packaging from their side when we deliver for them. So from there, we upload them into ordering places and send out the link to the household. They can make order from there, and then they can pay the merchant directly. So this is one of the way that we're able to help. But like I said just now, our capacity is really at the maximum size already. We need to scale up in this short period. So what we do another way is we, through our big data, we educate these farmers or wholesaler or the business owner, they want to access into this household through the delivery data. They know where, which is the target area, they need, where is the resident area they need to target to in terms of having this competitive logistic pricing. All right. And also, we also share the partners, which is from the platforms like this market, online grocery market platforms to them to onboard with our partners. So they're able to sell their goods through our partners' platform and access to the household.
Ivan, your company was also mentioned during a live stream organized by Mosti on building tech resilience during COVID-19. And the conversation was around the difficulties businesses have with cash flow. Are you feeling the same pinch to scale your new B2C venture as well?
Okay, because through the forum, the discussion that regarding some startup, you did mention that the investment is might take quite long for some startup to scale, especially during this period of time. So we also have in the midst of fundraising for scale up the whole system and things getting slowed down due to this MCO. But what we need is actually the funding to scale up the in terms of the system first to absorb more, to able to absorb more this capacity, the tractions into the platforms, and also the funding also able to support on the hiring side for this vehicle. Because in terms of big vehicle, we still able to handle like those coach trucks. But in terms of the distribution side with small vehicle, which is like motorcycle, bike, cars or pickup truck, which is during this lockdown, the challenge of hiring this fleet is quite big and quite costly.
So do you see this MCO as an opportunity for these businesses that haven't gone online yet to capitalize, or are things just too difficult to even innovate at the moment?
Okay, so there's a pros and cons for this MCO. What we can see that all this while, because as GoLog, we are the first intelligent cold chain logistic in B2B, which is as a platform in Malaysia, we are the first one. So the challenge we've been facing the past 2 years is they taking their own, for these farmers or wholesaler, they really take their own sweet time to learn and know more about this digital, which is they initially they don't really care. So about these digital things, they're able to help them. So we take time for them to onboard, and they really a long time for them to really know about the value. So this lockdown and COVID-19 really is like an alarm for them to really get into it and go deeper with digital, what the things can be accessed, what the things can be done right now. Because the traditional way to access to the household is way too long and too hassle. But through digital, they actually can access everywhere, even every other places in other states. So the good side for this MPO is like it really make them aware and wake up. It's a wake up call for all the farmers and traditional wholesale that digital is the new way for this distribution, for this selling and managing, even manage the whole industries. The bad thing is like after the MCO, the B2C segment might be slow. I don't think it will slow down. I think it will just continue the momentum as people already have the habit, have the behavior to purchase online. But in terms of people, because right now we can see that everyone can't go out, so the purchase is high. But if everyone still can go out, might be slowing down a bit, but the things will continue. It's like education right now for everyone to purchase online, to pay online, to pay through wallet, e-wallet, to pay through online portal. So this actually is a most cruel, but it's the most effective way to teach everyone regarding the digital. And after COVID, after this MCO, really can see that the momentum will be keep on continue, and it also smoothened up the process for the farmers to be digitalized, access to wholesale, retail, and consumer.
Ivan, there's a lot of talk about business owners and how they're going to survive for the next 2 weeks during this MCO period. From your point of view, what advice can you give them?
So for the business owner to be survived within these 2 months, right? So actually, we've been all this while been discussed with other companies or even other partners or other founders as well regarding this method. Is that's why like what I say, they need to see the whole things. I mean the business model which is in their company. What alternative they can come up with to assist the current situation for the consumer, for the wholesaler, or for this supply chain. So to add on value, so the business can have the new way to grow within these 2 months instead of just waiting for the support or for the help for the government. Right, they need to do something. Initially, they need to plan. Like for logistics, right? Actually, the story for logistics is also pros and cons to us. Right, for GoLog, we lost a lot businesses in directly B2B. And the highest margin also actually is in B2B. But what B2C, right, you can see the business is growing, the traction is growing, but the margin is not able to compare with B2B. So we also having a, that's why we say we use up our resources for the support, but the margin to counter back our cost might not be there, might not like B2B. So ours also facing a challenge, but in terms of just waiting, right, this is at least a way for us to go through these 2 months first. Like for other businesses, my advice is need to seek for new alternatives, like maybe a partner up with other startups to know what is the needs from other startups in the ecosystem. For example, like advertising, supply manpower, because the wholesaler and farmers also facing this manpower repackaging issue. When we deliver, right, they a lot of them still not able to finish up packaging and the delivery whole end up delayed and late. So by supplying manpower, also one of the way alternative for the business owner to those who have these resources. And also this payment method, which is, you know, all these farmers and wholesalers, they don't even have the payment platform. So the payment method for people to pay. And right now, due to this high capacity, we already informed all the farmers and wholesalers there is no cash COD because you want to reduce the less contact towards this the delivery to the consumer. So there's no direct contact with each other, which is more better. So but most of them they don't have. So they're now relying on the online banking. They need to see how much already this customer already pay, those who pay already, they only can repack the things, which is what we can see, that the whole thing is being slowed down. That's why some farmers even face like, there's no manpower, there's no way for me to collect the money, so I just stop, so I just throw. So this is the thing that some, like the platform like us for logistics, we can't help fully. So we need a lot of these business owners, those who have the resources, able to cope inside. Like for space sharing, also can do it because right now they need a lot of place to distribute as a temporary hub for all these residential area. For logistics, the warehouse or hub is very limited because some of the hubs, like the last time we used, is in the shopping mall or some of the places that are currently being shut down. So it's also facing limitation on the hubs. So like for space sharing platforms or those Airbnb, they actually can come to cope with us and giving a package to access temporary locations that we can put down the goods and packing and send it out. So it's actually a lot of way for these business owners to work together.
Right, and that's a big challenge as well, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what we're facing right now. This is what we're facing, the challenge also. Right. I know everyone now looking towards the logistics to perform, and this is the best time for logistics to shine. But even traditional logistics also facing the challenge, like the manpower issue, lack of drivers, all this stuff. Right? So the best time to shine is only for the platforms to shine. But platforms is if we lack of support on other facilities, right? Also we are also having having difficulties to perform a great job.
That was Ivan Chin, the founder and CEO of Golog, talking about the challenges of getting the vegetable producers to go online, as most of them are still pretty old school. We're going to take a short break, ladies and gents. We'll be back with some more news stories. Don't forget, though, coming up at noon today, we have a question for BizBytes. What daily routine changes will you continue after the MCO is lifted? Let us know via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Get us on Twitter or Instagram. We are at BFM Radio. We're going to take a short break with some music. We'll be back in just a few minutes on Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.